Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome from the Buffalo Bills, Micah Hyde, to the show this morning. Hey.
How you doing?
You know what I just realized about you?
What's up?
I didn't realize you were born on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, sure.
That's
I am.
Awesome. What a great birthday.
Yeah, it's a party every year, for sure. So even if I'm not throwing the party, I can go find it somewhere else.
Yeah, and you can just say, look at everybody and be like, but it's my birthday.
Exactly. It is kind of depressing, though, because everyone's counting down and it's kind of my birthday ending. So.
Right.
Never thought about that.
Sorry about that. Sorry, not sorry, as they say. Hey, we were hanging with some of your friends last night. We had Christmas Bash. Matt Milano and some of the guys were with us last night. It was fun.
Nice. That's awesome.
We're getting ready for a big Bills-Jets game, one of the big rivalries with the Buffalo Bills. What can you tell us about this week?
We'll be ready. We're practicing hard. Obviously, we don't think our record indicates how good our football team is, but we're not letting up. You know, we got four games left, and starting with the Jets, and we're going to go out there and try to put it all together for 60 minutes.
Interceptions are your thing. Why are you so good at that?
It's just to help with the guys around me. Whether it's tip balls, communication, the coaching. Everybody plays a part in takeaways and. Fortunately enough, with the last couple of years, I've been able to get a few.
Friendly competition with Jordan Poyer?
Oh, yeah. I think it's competition with everybody. I think within the locker room, we all want to compete. But I think league-wide, we also want to compete. So it's not just me and 21 or Tre'Davious. It's everybody that's trying to compete league-wide.
On the phone with number 23 of the Buffalo Bills, safety Micah Hyde. So as a safety, you're good at that position. Have you always played safety?
No, I haven't. Last year was my first year playing safety full time. I did a little bit in Green Bay. My first 4 years in the league kind of was injuries and stuff when they needed me to play. Mostly I played nickel, played corner in college. And so, it was kind of new to me stepping in that safety position full time. And I think I'm slowly still getting adjusted. There's still some things that I feel like I can do a lot better. And that's what the coaches are here for, to coach us and make us better each and every day.
Who saw that in you, Micah, that was like, listen, we need you to be safety? Because that's taking everything you are as an NFL player and trusting in what they see that would make you a good safety. Who had that conversation?
To tell you the truth, I don't even know how it really started. I just remember free agency happened, and my agent was telling me that the Bills were really interested, and I was really interested in them because they were one of the first ones to come to the table and show interest in me, and I felt like that was awesome. Sean said he's watched me on TV, my first 4 years in Green Bay, so I came here and they said play safety, and I just stepped in the position and tried to make plays any way I can.
We heard the story of Jerry Hughes and what was said, or maybe what wasn't said. Who knows, with an official. Were you surprised by what you heard, or are you like, this goes on all the time?
I think during the game, there's some frustration between, the referees and the players. Referees, they kind of sit back and get, they get yelled at a lot, they do. And so I think when they say stuff, whether if it's a call or, throw a penalty, it's always, everyone always has their opinion in it. And, whether if it's a good call, bad call, whatever it may be. I'm not necessarily surprised about, what went on. I try to go out there every game and have a good relationship with referees just because.
Yeah, right.
When it's fourth down or, last play of the game and I hold a little bit and they don't call it, hey. Cool. That's the reason why I'm nice to him.
Micah, you hold never. That
never.
Would never happen.
Nope.
I mean, you're just being nice. It's so funny because being a girl, not being an NFL player, I wouldn't even know that you guys are like having that back and forth with the refs, but I guess it would be expected. But you think about how we each pick our jobs and imagine being an NFL ref or a college ref.
It's like a hall monitor for life.
Imagine just people yelling at you all day. Like, that's not awesome.
Yeah. You're the hall monitor for life. I like that. Yeah, you're just you know, you're on the field and they're, you know, they're throwing, like I said, they're throwing their penalties and all that. And sometimes it goes your way, sometimes it doesn't. When it doesn't, you know, we're all grown men out there trying to compete at a high level. And when that happens, you know, everyone gets frustrated and some words are exchanged. So I'm not too surprised. I guess fans might be a little surprised on, you know, after the game, seeing the video or seeing press conferences or interviews or whatever. But I'm not too surprised.
What are the Jets good at and what are they bad at?
Well, I think that they're number one, the quarterback situation. I think Sam Darnold has, he's coming along. I think the last four games, they let him learn. I think that's what it comes down to. They kind of sat him down and let him learn behind an older vet. But their defense is really good. Offensively, they got weapons. They got, you know, Robbie Anderson that didn't play in the first game. They can take the top off the defense. They got a strong running game behind Crowell. And like I said, Sam Darnold, when he gets outside the pocket, he can make some big throws. So, you know, we're not preparing for the Sam Darnold that throws interceptions and the rookie guy. We're preparing that he's going to, you know, go out there and play his best and play his A game on Sunday.
I just had a feeling that there was going to be a big throw and you're going to intercept it. Ooh. I wonder if I'm psychic. If that happens, remember I said that to you, okay?
We'll do.
I see it happening right now. What do you want to say to the Bills fans?
Well, I first off want to say thank you for your support. You know, home games in Buffalo are amazing. You know, we talk about it all the time as a team, just being out there on Sundays and you know, whether it's a third down, touchdown, whatever, getting the crowd into it, there's nothing like it. I still have chills thinking back to the last home game against the Jaguars and after that whole scuffle thing went down.
Mm-hmm.
I think I still have a headache from yelling the whole fourth quarter just out of pure excitement. I was yelling with the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just moments like that we just cherish every second we have in that stadium. And you know, we're, like I said, you know, earlier in the interview, I don't think our record indicates how good we are. And so that's why we're trying to work to turn that around. And whatever it's this year, next year, just know that we're working to get there.
Micah Hyde of the Buffalo Bills on Kiss 98.5.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.